Hi, I'm Avalon Starlight, and you are listening to the Rebel Unicorns podcast. This season, we are diving deep into what being an empath in business actually looks like. Listen each week as I share tips and tricks to master your empath energy, as well as sharing incredible guests who have created successful businesses by claiming their empath title. Are you ready? Let's get our rebel on. Hey, 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 Rebel Unicorns. I am so excited to introduce this season of the Rebel Unicorns podcast with you guys because, again, as with every season, it's near and dear to my heart. And this one is significant because I have a lot of clients that come to me who are what I call in the closet empaths. And I wanted to do a series in this podcast about being an empath in business because I think there is something so empowering about claiming your capacity to work with the energetic gift of being an empath. And when you claim that you are something, then you become the driver of its mastery. In as opposed to the opposing, where a lot of people, A, don't know what an empath is, B, don't know that they are an empath, or C, don't want to say, hey, I'm an empath. And in which case, in any of these three scenarios, the actual energy is controlling you, like outside energy, outside of yourself. And so this particular podcast season, I want to demystify and get very clear about what being an empath is. So how you can actually acknowledge or relate to whether you are or are not an empath, which I will go over today. I want to talk about ways in which you can protect your energy, understand the basic concepts of being an empath, how you can actually bring it into your business in any capacity, whether you're working in a brick and mortar, whether you are an online coach, whether you're a parent, whatever you are doing that is your own business, because I think that homeschooling is a business, y'all. I could never do that ever, ever, ever. So I am so grateful and thankful to, you know, the parents who can sit and do those kinds of teachings and lessons because I'm more ethereal. I want to get to every house in every country and every land and make an impact. So I appreciate so deeply, but you know, I want this season to really get you so much clarity on being able to understand yourself even deeper, understand your service even deeper, understand how you can actually implement what we're talking about in these podcast episodes into your life, into your business, and to create transformation in the lives of your kids, your partners, your clients, yourself. I mean, I could go on. It's just a big deal to me. That's why I'm really excited about the Empaths in Business series here. So to go over what is an empath, because I'm going to begin by dissecting three things that feel very similar to being an empath. And I want to get clear on, you know, whether or not you can say, yep, I'm an empath. So being an empath is very similar to being a highly sensitive person, which is very similar to being hypervigilant. And often hypervigilance comes from a form of trauma, which I will go over. And so a lot of times, any of those three categories will have people raising their hands and saying, I'm an empath. But that's not true to what an empath is. So I'm going to begin at the level of hypervigilance. Hypervigilance is when you were born into a family where there could have been chaos and trauma, and you learned to be extremely hypervigilant on what everybody was doing because it was a way to protect yourself. So you knew the moods of every single person, the sounds of their steps, how the door sounded when it opened and closed. So you become exceptional at reading your environment. That's your hypervigilance to ensure your own safety. So you can absolutely walk into a room, sweep the room for your own protective safety, and understand where there is danger, where there's not, what someone is thinking or feeling based on this capacity of trauma response from your childhood. So that is hypervigilance. When we get into highly sensitive person, a highly sensitive person is somebody who is sensitive to just about everything. So I am a highly sensitive person as well as an empath, as well as being hypervigilant. So I have them all. So I understand them all very well. But being a highly sensitive person is where everything in the outside world in an extreme can be offensive. You're sensitive to, you know, the radiation of the microwave, of your TV, of your computer. You will be sensitive to sounds. I have misophonia. The sounds of people chewing make me want to like not be around people sometimes because it's just so intense. The sounds, I often say silence is my favorite sound. I can't have music too loud. I can't listen to things for too long. My body will shut down. So a highly sensitive person, like I can't wear certain clothes. This makes me sound extreme. I guess I am kind of, but that's super fun. I love myself. And you know, again, sense, overpowering sense. Hypersensitivity is that all of your, senses go into overdrive. So I smell a lot. I taste a lot. I hear a lot. I see a lot. I feel a lot. That is being a highly sensitive person. All your senses are heightened in all forms and all ways. Now, what makes being an empath different is the empath is actually working in the field of energy. That means that energy actually moves through them in a different form or capacity. So we're not being vigilant of the emotion of somebody. We're not so keen and understanding of what somebody is thinking and feeling because we're trying to keep ourselves safe. We're not being a highly sensitive person and just reacting to tone of voice or volume of voice. It's literally the energy that the person is thinking or feeling under enters our energetic body. And so then we take on the emotional state, literally and figuratively, of those around us. So you could be feeling really happy and somebody walks in who is sad, but they may even look happy. And all of a sudden you will feel sadness and be like, what just happened? I was in such a good mood. This person seems like they're in a good mood. But if their internal energetic response or emotion is unhappy or sad, you will become that with them. So it is an exchange of energy internally and externally in the world around you. And I wanted to kind of go through these three things because we're going to be talking about utilizing energy as an empath to support and create greater significance in your business and your life in order to make more impact, to work with more people, to serve at a higher level. And this particular topic, like I said, having hypervigilance, being a highly sensitive person and also being an empath, this world has been something that I've had to learn to maneuver very, very specifically in order to have, you know, created $1 million business in 3.5 years and to be able to support my clients and what's going on in their internal energetic bodies. And so I'm excited because I've got some amazing guests coming in this season who are blowing my mind and what they're sharing. I mean, I did share this week's guest, Jen Eden, with one of my clients, and she was like, I took so many notes while I was listening to that episode. I'm just so excited, and I know that you are going to learn, grow, and expand in new ways that you haven't even thought about yet through listening to this podcast series. If you are an empath or you know an empath and you want to share this podcast series with people pleased you. I think that this is a conversation that not enough of us are having. A lot of people talk about working with energy as being witchcraft or magical. And I do believe that it is both of those things. And I think that learning to speak in a language that brings magic back to the world in a way that it is in support to, you know, really growing an energetic base for our earth to transcend this density of fear and hatred and overwhelm is important. So I find this conversation extremely important. So welcome to this season of the Rebel Unicorns podcast, where we are going to be talking about being an empath in business. I'm excited to share my personal empath story with you in the next episode, and also Jen Eden coming up later this week. I hope you have a magical day. Wow, that episode was mind-blowing. I hope you had as many ahas listening to it as I had recording it. I would love to see the Rebel Unicorns podcast spread far and wide across the globe, across the universe. So if you want to share it on your social media with something that you found impactful, leave a review, send it to a friend. It would be so deeply appreciated. Also, a little side note, I did recently change my name. I downloaded a year and a half ago that my name was Avalon Starlight. It was previously, my birth name was Tamara Arnold. And if you're interested in learning what your Rebel Unicorn house is, oh yeah, there's a quiz for that. Think Harry Potter, except you're sorted into how you are impacting the world with your stardust and what energy you're here to shift and change. You can find out your Rebel Unicorn house at www.tamaraarnold.ca/quiz. Let me know, tag me in social media, send the quiz out, and join the Rebel Unicorns Facebook group to be in a community of like-minded spiritual entrepreneurs who understand that when you shift your energy, you transform your business.